With rants and raves, you'll be okay. And today is your lucky day. It is rants and raves with Gary K.
Well, okay, we have our special guest. Welcome, Peter Herr from Shore. How's it going?
Good. How are you guys?
Doing well. I love this tradition that we have where we bring you on right before Infocom and you're like, okay, Shore has 11,000 new products. Let's talk about them.
Well, thankfully it's not 11,000, but yeah, it's worked well. We've liked this formula of kind of being able to talk about things, announce things a few weeks before the show.
Yep.
Gives us some runway, obviously, ahead of making sure that people know what's truly new and what they need to come to the booth and check out. And it just so happens that all these have usually happened on Wednesday, which coincides with Rave TV. So
perfect.
It's all synergistic and perfect and lovely.
Well, it works out really well. You, as everyone will find out when they come to the show, you're celebrating your 100th birthday, founding of the company. One of the cool things that you did at ISE that I thought was really interesting was you showed ads from all the way back to like the 1930s, which I thought was really cool. And I know this is kind of, but I teach advertising, so I'm into this, but I loved looking at the sort of history of fonts through those ads. That was the coolest part, is you could pick out the decade by just looking at the font. So I'm looking forward to what you're going to do for your 100th. You're one of the big sponsors of the Infocom show, but I want to start with the IntelliMix Foundation system, which we just showed that video on. Tell us what's the big deal about it. Explain what differentiates it.
Sure. Yeah. We're super excited about this foundation system. If anyone saw at ISE, which I think most did, we launched the IntelliMix room kits at the show, four different flavors of a all-in-one kind of system that basically for different room sizes that scales from like a smaller type of, you know, small type of meeting room all the way to a large flex space, all using this, the foundation system, which consists of the compute and the touch panel, are a part of those room kits. And we got a lot of inquiries, especially from our integrator community, around, hey, I would love the flexibility of these, this touch panel and this, this PC, this Windows PC that has our IntelliMix Room software on it, to configure my own systems. So that's basically what this foundation system allows our channel partners to do, is to take that touch panel and the compute that is kind of the hub of those room kits, and mix and match, you know, MXA Array microphones, MicroFlex loudspeakers, MicroFlex wireless, and configure a room how they need to configure it. It doesn't need to necessarily be what's in the kit. It can be, you know, streamlined for any application, essentially.
Before Steph asks the second question, I got a quick question about that.
Yeah.
Do you do it in the room that you're doing the install in, or do you pre-configure it before going out there?
You can do it either way, honestly. I mean, basically everything needs, the main difference to keep in mind with the foundation system is that obviously what you get in that system is the touch panel and the compute, which has the DSP built into it. You will need to use our designer software to make all those audio routes and those connections actually happen.
That makes sense.
In the room kits, it's all automatic. You open it up, you plug it in, you plug everything into each other, and it finds each other and auto configures. With the foundation system, it's a little bit different. Obviously, the foundation system doesn't know what you're plugging into the PC. You need to make sure that you make all those audio routes with our designer software. So, but once that's done, it's good to go.
Absolutely. So, could you talk a little bit about what the ideal use case or application type is? Is it classrooms, huddle rooms, boardrooms, all of the above?
It's kind of everything. Yeah, honestly, if you go to the our website, which obviously the system is live today on Shure.com, you can see on the actual product page has a couple of different room diagrams that include the very things that you just mentioned, Steph. So, you know, small room, boardroom, classroom, flex space, the ability to kind of, you know, like I said before, mix and match what components you're connecting to this foundation system, allow you to kind of tackle a lot of different rooms. And I think it's, you know, the flexibility is kind of unprecedented. And what's great about it is pretty much everything that you connect in our MicroFlex ecosystem to this foundation system is team certified and cool. ready to go. So you're not necessarily needing to mix, you know that it'll work because everything is sure, right?
Right.
So is when you were researching this product, this concept, were the integrators saying we want a compute device, we want a Windows ready, Teams ready product already in the system? Because it seems like a lot of, especially on the IT side, a lot of integrators already sell compute devices. Yeah. Was it just easier to just bundle it together? And could they do their own if they were buying it in bulk?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what the foundation system kind of allows. I mean, a lot of questions came out when we launched the Rune kits back earlier this year. Was, you know, the a lot of the questions from some of our integrator partners first off was like, hey, you know, how do we get, can I configure my own system? And the thought process was, well, you can, but it's not going to have the auto setup feature that the IntelliMix Rune kits have exactly, right? So that flexibility of being able to mix and match what you actually connect to the system to tackle any type of room is exactly what the system is designed for.
Is it meant to simplify system design, which is like kind of what you said, or does it kind of lean more toward being about being flexible and being able to customize how you want it?
I mean, in a way, I think it's maybe kind of both, because I think you're able to tackle like really strange places or maybe challenging spaces using a variety of products, but the whole configuration of it is all done with our designer software, which is pretty intuitive and pretty easy to infer. And also, like, literally you connect everything, hit the audio configure button, and usually most of your audio routes and those types of things are done for you initially. If you might need to make some minor tweaks to fine tune and kind of dial the room in depending on the complexity of the space. But yeah, I mean, your system kind of out of the box, and once it's connected, is you're 80% of the way there, with just the making those initial connections.
Well, congratulations on this. I think this is going to be very popular. I mean, obviously you have a bunch of other stuff that you introduced at ISE that hasn't been shown yet.
Right. Exactly.
That people need to come by and see. And you've got new speakers. You went from having like one line of speakers basically to for meeting spaces to having five different configurations. And you have a whole bunch of other stuff that you introduced, including the kits that we just talked about. So people should go by your booth. And you also, what's really cool about what you did at ISE that you're going to do at Infocom is you sort of have a museum of the history of Shure. And so I think that is really neat to see a company that's been around. There's only a few of you. There's only, three that I know of in the industry that have been around 100 years. That's pretty cool to see, sort of like to think that you're one of the drivers of the industry, like really one of the bellwethers of the industry.
Yeah.
And congratulations on that. Happy birthday. And thanks. And as one of the, overall, you're one of the big, you are the platinum sponsor, I think it is, for
right.
the whole show. Is there other things that we should be watching for that you're involved with at the show? I know you have your event that you have at night. You have a lot of educational sessions.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the headline sponsorship was something that we thought was a perfect fit for the 100th anniversary year, right? So we're super excited about that and happy to be partnering with the Infocom team on that one. That activation or the history that you mentioned, that actual museum, that's going to be a separate activation that's outside the Shure booth. It's actually in the hallway right to the left of the main entrance.
Very
cool.
Convention
center, which is super cool. We're super excited of kind of showing kind of the history, and we've done it a couple times at other shows, and people just love kind of taking all that in. It kind of actually includes some of that stuff that you mentioned before, Gary, about the different ads with the different fonts and all those types of things. I worked on some of those campaigns back in the day. I've been at Shure for, it'll be 28 years in October. So I've been, maybe for a little bit more than a quarter of the history I've been a part of and seen a lot of those campaigns come to life. So it's been really super cool. We have some great education sessions. We've got a really cool one, a manufacturer's training actually that we're partnering with Microsoft on. So Dave Mendez from our side is doing a training session with some folks from Microsoft, and we're going to be talking about the foundation kit, foundation system, and its flexibility and its ability to kind of set up your team rooms and Teams rooms in less time. So we're super excited.
And don't forget, you can go to infocomshow.org and sign up for any of those classes, both the manufacturer based classes and the ones that are sponsored by Avixa. So go to infocomshow.org. And of course, if you haven't registered for the show, you can use our code RAVE and register for free. Peter, thank you very much. In the meantime, you can actually see most of the stuff we've talked about today at shure.com. Actually, stuff was introduced at ISE, but it'll be shown. By the way, is all of it shipping now?
The foundation system will be shipping by the end of the summer. Everything is basically live and available within the next, month or two. So yeah, I mean, it is on the way, and you should be able to get your hands on it in a very short amount of time. So thanks so much for having me, Gary. Yeah, Steph,
thank you.
Of course. With Rave Radio.